Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast. You know, here at Story Pirates, we are all about helping kids write awesome stories. And so many of you send us in incredible stories. But we also know sometimes you don't know what to write or how to write it. And so we decided to put together some amazing activities and lesson plans so that you can use the podcast to learn about storytelling. So kids, teachers, and parents, this one's for you. It's the Story Pirates Teacher's Guide. All right!
Make a really funny story.
Use your imagination, obviously.
The Story Pirates.
Well, I've never been to this part of the ship before. Oh, here we are. A beautiful, ornate door. And it says on the front, Education Director. Well, I guess I'll just knock on the door. Hello?
Whoa! Oh, Lee!
Quentin, what are you doing here?
I'm the education director. This is my office. You've never come to visit me even once.
That's true. It's actually kind of nice in here.
Yeah, thanks. I just installed all this shiplap myself. Do you like how the room's lit by torches?
Yes, I love torch-lit rooms.
Lee, this is exciting. You are just in time. I just got done putting the finishing touches on our latest amazing Story Pirate invention. It's some lesson plans and activities for kids and teachers and parents to do to help them write even more amazing stories.
And they get to listen to the podcast while they do it. That's amazing!
Lee, it's all coming together.
Amazing. Can you tell me about the first one?
Lee, I have been dying for you to ask. The first one is called Characters with Big Dreams.
Characters with Big Dreams. That reminds me of a story from the Story Pirates podcast.
Maybe it reminds you of the story Nothing is Impossible.
I remember that story. It goes like... Yeah, that's how it goes like.
But So in that story, there's the horse Glitter, who wants to become a famous musician, which is really hard to do.
Right, but it's hard for her because she has hooves instead of hands.
Exactly. It is extra hard for Glitter because of the hooves-hands thing. So this is going to make for a really dramatic, exciting story. And in this lesson plan, we have activities to help you do exactly the same thing on your own with your own character.
But I can't think of my own character. That's the problem.
Then Lee, welcome to one of the activities that you can do if you download this. It's called The List of Big Dreams. Lee, what we have done is we have taken 50 big dreams. We have printed them out, cut them up, and put them into a hat. Lee, I am passing the hat your way.
Delicious looking hat.
Nope, it's not for eating. It's for reaching into. And when you reach into it, you are going to pull out one of the 50 big dreams.
All right, here I go. Reaching in. Gosh, there's a lot of paper in here. All right, I'm pulling one out. It says, climb to the top of a huge volcano.
Now, Lee, that is a big dream.
Sure is.
That is really hard to do.
Sure is.
But what we're going to do now is take it the extra step, and we're going to come up with a character for whom it would be extra, extra hard to accomplish this dream.
All right, let me think about that.
One way you might start is climbing to the top of a volcano. That's hard work. You could come up with a character that's a person or an animal or something imaginary that just would not be good at climbing.
Oh, I know something that's not good at climbing.
Yep.
A rock.
A rock. That is incredible.
Yes!
Absolutely. Rocks are great at rolling down, not so good at getting back up.
Would
have
true.
A really hard time getting to the top of a volcano. Now, Lee, let's just even keep thinking about this more. Remember that it's a volcano. So what is there about this rock that would make it extra scared or extra hard for it to get to a really, really hot place like the top of a volcano?
Right, okay, so if the rock, like, doesn't like hot stuff, what if it's a frozen rock?
Lee, incredible. A frozen rock trying to get to the top of a volcano. Think of the drama. Think of the excitement, Lee. That's going to be an incredible story. I do hope that you will go home and write it right now.
Thank you so much for helping me come up with that awesome idea.
It's my pleasure.
Parents, teachers, you can download Characters with Big Dreams right now for free on storypirates.com/lessons.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi.
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Oh, want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website, Carnegie Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Quentin, are there any more lesson plans for you to tell us about?
I'm really excited to say yes!
Woohoo!
There is a lesson plan called Make Your Problem Huge. It's all about one of my personal favorite parts of a story, which is the problem. And this lesson plan starts with a story from the podcast that had a very big problem, and that story was called Triple Power!
Well, let's start by listening to that story right now. Written by Ben and Sam, ages 8 and 6, from the United Kingdom, here's Triple Power!
Once upon a time, in a city in the United States of America, in a state that no one has heard of...
Agent Layla, come in.
I read you Agent Zach, Special Agent Colin, what is your status?
I have eyes on the evil spy.
Agent Colin, on my mark, initiate capture sequence.
Roger.
In 3, 2...
Hey!
Oh no, I think I've been spotted.
Is there someone hiding behind the curtains?
Agent Colin, code red, get out of there!
I can't, I'm cornered.
Colin!
No!
Colin!
Oh. Hi, Mom.
How many times have I told you three not to play with your secret agent minifigures in the living room?
I don't know what you mean by you three. It's just me in here.
Colin, Layla is clearly standing right next to us with a lampshade on her head.
No, I'm a lamp.
Ugh, and we either have a large dog burrowing into the couch or Zach is hiding under the cushions.
Oh, how'd you find us?
I live with 3 11-year-old triplets in a 2-bedroom, 16th-floor apartment. I couldn't lose you three if I tried.
Aww.
Playtime is over. Now get into your room and get dressed for school.
Okay.
Ugh, I wish we were real spies.
Yeah, nothing cool ever happens in this building.
Nothing cool ever happens in this whole city.
Yeah, nothing cool ever happens in this whole state.
Yeah, people haven't even heard of it.
Hey, look at this.
What is it?
There's a present in our closet.
A present? Open it.
Whoa, look.
3 camouflage outfits.
And
hiking sticks.
And best of all,
fedora hats.
With these outfits, we'll finally look like real secret agents.
Yeah, nothing says spy like camo, walking sticks, and fedoras.
Wait, who put these here and why?
Who cares? Let's put them on and wear them to school.
Yeah!
Meanwhile, downstairs on the 15th floor, in a mad scientist's apartment...
Yes, yes, I've done it, Terry. My invention is complete.
Very good, Master.
They said it couldn't be done. They called me mad. But I'll show them. I'll show them all.
What will you show them, Master?
I will show them the time of their lives.
Huh?
At the barbecue party that I'm throwing.
Oh, right. But what did you invent?
Good question. I've invented this barbecue bomb. Terry, relax. It just explodes barbecue sauce on the grill to get all over the food, of course. Why do you always assume the worst with me?
Well, you did make those cheeseburgers that magically turn into...
Terry. I know it's just you and me in here, but let's not spell out the whole plot, okay?
Sorry, Master.
Ooh, those must be the guests. Terry, run along and get the door.
Yes, Master.
I'll just put this barbecue bomb right below the shelf where I keep my Go Giant and Come Alive potion. There. Now to leave the room and slam the door behind me. I certainly hope that it doesn't knock the potion over onto the barbecue bomb. If that happened, it might sprout arms, legs, and a big smile, then grow to an enormous size and almost certainly attempt to destroy the city. Oh well. Goodbye, Science Lab!
Now to destroy the city! with barbecue sauce! Ah!
Meanwhile, back on the 16th floor...
Whoa, did you hear that loud crashing sound?
I didn't hear anything. I was too excited about how good we look in these spy outfits.
Let's check the news.
This just in, a giant anthropomorphic barbecue monster with the ability to explode barbecue sauce and then respawn to do it over and over again is loose in a city in that one state that no one has ever heard of. And now, over to Trip with sports.
Oh no, that's our city.
Someone has to do something.
Good thing I know a trio of spies that are on the case. Right, you guys?
Guys, why are you looking over my shoulder as if there's a giant barbecue monster out the window?
Because there is.
Ah, that explains it.
Barbecue!
Everyone jump!
Kids, are you ready for school?
What?
Barbecue explode!
Disgusting! Or wait a minute. Yum! Barbecue sauce!
Meanwhile, between the 15th and 16th floor...
Layla, we're falling!
Quick, press the button on your suits now!
Whoa, parachutes!
Look, our downstairs neighbor, the mad scientist, is having a barbecue?
Quick, Layla, grab a few of those burgers. I have a feeling that we're gonna be hungry.
Great idea.
Got him!
Now, let's float down to that forest over there and regroup.
60 seconds later...
Whew, now that we're on the ground, let's eat these cheeseburgers before something weirder happens.
What, like our burgers suddenly explode and turn into dinosaurs?
What? Why would you say...
Dinosaurs!
That's right! We are cheeseburgers no more, for we are dinosaurs! I am T-Rex.
I'm Pterodactyl!
And I'm just a little Stegosaurus. Look out!
Dinosaurs! What are you gonna do to us?
Well, normally, we eat humans! But I gotta say, I like the look of you three. Are you spies?
How could you tell?
Your walking sticks gave it away.
For me, it was the fedoras.
Thanks, dinosaurs. Should we all be friends?
Yeah!
Oh no, the barbecue monster is almost ready to explode again. How are we going to stop it?
Don't worry, I have a map.
A map? Where did you get it?
To be honest, I'm not sure. 30 seconds ago, I was a cheeseburger, and now I'm a T-Rex with a map.
Well, okay.
Follow me!
The dinosaurs were holding the map, and they followed the map into a red cave.
Whoa!
In that cave, there were three different colors, black, red, and pink.
I call red!
They each chose a color, and they pushed the wall. And then there was a chest.
Look, a treasure chest.
Inside that chest, they found magical star-shaped gems.
So cool.
A magical star-shaped gems.
Everybody now.
Magical star-shaped gems, fa-la-la-la.
Yeah.
Wow, that was quite an adventure. Let's put these star-shaped gems into our pockets.
Okay! What?
Look, you three are suddenly wearing ninja suits over your adventure clothes.
Ninja suits? Do we look cool, T-Rex?
Well, it's a little strange with the fedoras underneath, but overall, yes, it is very cool.
Look, we also have secret glasses which sense where the barbecue monster is. I think it's time to save the city.
Meanwhile, back on the 15th floor...
Master, shall I start serving our guests the burgers?
Ooh, good idea, Terry. Ah, but I'll get the barbecue sauce. Let me see, where's my invention? Say, where did the wall to my lab go? And where is my barbecue bomb?
I'm right here!
There you are, barbecue bomb. I was wondering if you...
What? You're huge! What are you doing? I'm getting ready to explode!
No!
Not so fast, barbecue monster.
Huh? Ninja spies and dinosaurs with jetpacks?
That's right, and we're here to stop you.
With these giant vacuum cleaners.
And our magical star-shaped gem.
And your what?
We said...
Magical star-shaped gems, fa-la-la-la.
No! Children, you are the saviors of the world, which means it's time for us dinosaurs to turn back into cheeseburgers.
What? But why?
Honestly, Zach, look, I don't know. Goodbye!
Bye, y'all!
Goodbye!
Meanwhile,
Meanwhile, back on the 16th floor...
You know, you try to raise your kids right, and before you know it, they're all grown up and have parachuted away, leaving you to clean up a gigantic barbecue sauce explosion all by yourself.
Oh!
Kids! Are those jetpacks? And what are you wearing? And where have you been?
Yes, ninja spy outfits saving the world.
Oh, well, that's all well and good. But hey, who's gonna clean up this barbecue mess?
Don't worry, Mom. We have these giant vacuum cleaners and magical star-shaped gems.
I'm sorry, you have what kind of...
Magical star-shaped gems!
Fa-la-la-la. The end.
Amazing story. I love that one so much.
Yeah, and one of the best things about it to me is how big that problem is. It is huge!
Oh, so once you listen to that story, you can download for free the lesson plan, Make Your Problem Huge.
And then you can start writing your own story with an amazingly huge, exciting problem. Exactly.
So parents and teachers, go to storypirates.com/lessons to download these free lesson plans today. They're called Make Your Problem Huge and Character with Big Dreams.
And remember, if you try them, we really want to hear what you think. So please also, at the same place where you download them, fill out the feedback form. It'll only take a couple of minutes, and it'll really help us know how to keep making these better.
Quentin, thank you so much. It's been really fun visiting your office.
Thank you so much for visiting my office. Yes, maybe I could come up on the ship sometime and, like, you know, eat some snacks and ride some porpoises and stuff with you guys.
Yeah, maybe. Well, see you later.
Oh, okay. Well, goodbye.
Bye.
Ah, he finally left. Back to my books. Let's see what King Arthur's up to.